Welcome to Implied. This is September 9th, 2025. I'm glad you're with me for a three-minute dive into Klarna's latest moves. And here's the thing. The company is about to make history with its U.S. IPO. Klarna is set to price later today, 34.3 million shares at $35 to $37 each, aiming for a $14 billion valuation. In plain English, a big moment for fintech and for Klarna. You know the backstory. In 2021, Klarna was worth about $45 billion. Then it crashed to $6.7 billion in 2022. Now, a rebound, though still just a fraction of its former peak. What that means is tempered optimism. Investors believe Klarna can rebuild, but they're not buying the old hype. Let's talk what's public. Q2 2025, revenue hit $823 million, $3 billion over the trailing 12 months. U.S. growth? 37% year-over-year GMV, with June alone at 41%. Translation? Klarna's U.S. expansion is working. They also posted $29 million in adjusted operating profit, their fifth straight profitable quarter. Put simply, they're dialing in discipline. Now, reading between the lines, the IPO is reportedly oversubscribed by up to 15 times. The signal here is strong demand. Investors still see Klarna as a fintech worth betting on. Plus, their European banking license means lower funding costs than rivals like Affirm. But get this, an AI customer support rollout flopped. Engineers had to step back in. That tells us scaling with AI is still messy. Risks? Valuation may still look pricey. Klarna isn't fully profitable, faces heavy U.S. competition, and reduced disclosure as a foreign issuer. And if credit losses climb or regulators tighten the screws, U.S. growth could wobble. So, three things to watch: debut price this Wednesday, U.S. credit performance trends, and post-IPO investor sentiment toward BNPL as macro winds shift. My read? Klarna's IPO is pivotal. If it sticks the landing, it could reset the tone for fintech listings in the U.S. But execution and investor trust are everything. Thanks for listening. If you found this useful, subscribe and drop us a comment. This was Implied, never investment advice. Until next time, cheers.